All right, Goblin fans, buckle up. We're diving deep into the Goblins Protocol and their unique way of, get this, collecting fees from something called liquidity pools.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like cryptic financial jargon.
It does, right? First time I heard it, I was like, okay, is this for real?
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, it's worth wrapping our heads around. Let's break it down.
Okay, so imagine this. Liquidity pools are essentially like these digital exchange booths operating 24/7, where instead of a person inside, you have this pool of cryptocurrency.
Makes sense.
Now, when someone wants to swap, say, Bitcoin for Ethereum, they use these pools. And for every trade, a small fee is deducted.
Gotcha. But how do we, the average crypto enthusiasts, actually benefit from this?
That's where it gets really interesting. See, you can actually become a metaphorical owner of these exchange booths by contributing your crypto assets to the pool.
So we become the booth owners. Interesting.
Exactly. Your assets, your liquidity, are pooled together with others, and you earn a share of those trading fees just like a booth owner would for each exchange. It's passive income, baby.
Okay, now that's pretty cool. And what's fascinating is, and this is straight from the Goblins Cash document, you can collect those fees without pulling your entire stake out. It's like having your cake and eating it too, right?
Absolutely. You've got options. Want to cash out and splurge? Go for it. Want to reinvest those fees and let them grow over time? The choice is yours.
Love the flexibility. But let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
How do we actually collect these magical goblin fees? Is it super complicated?
Not at all. Goblins have this user-friendly web app. You just find your pool, click collect fees, and approve the transaction in your crypto wallet. Easy peasy. Think of it as hitting that withdraw cash button at an ATM, but with, you know, fewer goblins involved.
Okay, so it's really that straightforward. No solving a riddle to appease the Goblin King.
Thankfully, no. But there are a couple of things to keep in mind.
Like what?
Gas fees. Those pesky network costs associated with blockchain transactions.
Right, can't escape those.
Nope. But Goblins makes it easier to navigate with their Smart Scout tool, which gives you an estimate of the gas fees up front and helps spot any potential hiccups. Think of it as, a delivery tracker for your crypto transaction.
Love a good tracker. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk strategy. Is there an ideal time to collect these fees to maximize earnings?
Timing is key. Remember our exchange booth analogy. A busier airport means more currency exchanges, which means more fees for the booth owner. Same principle here. When trading volume is high on goblins, more fees are generated.
Got it. So the question is, how do we identify those high volume periods?
The Goblins community is incredibly helpful for this. Their forums are buzzing with insights, people sharing info on project launches, major DeFi events, all factors that can influence trading volume.
It's like having a network of seasoned goblin treasure hunters. So Goblins isn't just a protocol, it's a whole ecosystem.
Precisely. And this collaborative spirit is what makes DeFi so revolutionary. Individuals coming together, sharing knowledge, and ultimately benefiting from this decentralized system.
You know, what I find truly remarkable is just how user-friendly Goblins has made this whole process. It's like they genuinely want us to succeed in growing our crypto.
Absolutely. Platforms like Goblins are breaking down barriers to entry, making DeFi accessible to everyone. It's an exciting time to be in the crypto space.
Couldn't agree more.
Oh.
Now, for our DeFi savvy listeners, here's something to ponder. Imagine you could create one tool or feature to make managing your DeFi assets even smoother. What would it be? Hit us up on social media. We might just pass your brilliant ideas along to the goblins themselves.